time to fill it up and punch the gas. We have a lot to do, so let's get to it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, January 3rd, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the latest in the Strangeman, Michigan murder case of a young man in a brutal fashion on Christmas Eve. How did the police figure out Kevin Bacon was missing and had probably been killed anyway? Number two, the pounding waves of Lake Michigan claimed another home that tumbled into the water. It seems the surf is relentless and the erosion will likely take more homes before it's over. Can anything be done to make it stop? And number one, there are just 304 days until Election Day 2020. Can you believe that? 304 days. And with the big day coming, a lot's going on. First of all, the United States has killed Iran's most powerful general in a Baghdad airstrike. And you know, it's weird because they've taken out General Qasem Soleimani. He was the head of Iran's elite Quds force. And Iran is now threatening retaliation. This guy is tied to more than 600 deaths, 600 American deaths of servicemen and women. He was declared a terrorist by the United States in 2005. 17% of all the Americans killed in the Middle East in the last few years have been tied to General Qasem Soleimani. And yet now, those on the left are questioning whether the Americans had the right to carry out the attack. The Associated Press writing, it's unclear what legal authority the U.S. relied on to carry out the attack. How about the fact that he killed more than 600 Americans, confirmed? I think that would be justification. And Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal said Trump owes a full explanation to Congress and the American people. I don't remember Richard Blumenthal demanding explanations when Barack Obama was dropping bombs all over the world, more than any other president, far more than Donald Trump, by the way. Barack Obama dropped more bombs outside of theaters of war than any president in American history. And I don't remember Richard Blumenthal asking about that. Richard Blumenthal, the guy that lied about serving in Vietnam, the guy that's the poster child for stolen valor, this guy is going to question us taking out the biggest terrorist in the world, the leader of Iran's terrorist organizations, the leader of proxy wars all over the Middle East, the guy that has been responsible for IED attacks all over the Middle East, and a guy who was planning attacks elsewhere on American personnel, the guy that put together the attack on the American embassy just 2 days ago in Baghdad, Iraq. This guy gets taken out, and Richard Blumenthal belly aches about it. Hey, Richard, shut up. All right, coming up in 2020, we've got a lot going on. Obviously, as I said, 304 days until Election Day. And a lot is going to weigh in on how that election could play out. A war with Iran could certainly play a role if something like that happened. Supreme Court cases also could have a powerful influence on people in the way they vote. To date, the president has put into place 187 federal judges, including two associate justices of the United States Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. And so here are seven big cases to watch as we go into 2020. The landmark separation of power fight involving Trump's financial records. It involves three separate efforts by House Democrats and New York State prosecutors to obtain years of Trump's financial records and tax returns. Not because there's any evidence that he did something wrong, but because they want to go fishing. It's got a lot of weight behind it. The cases will be heard in March or early April, that one. Louisiana's abortion law. The justices will hear a challenge to a Louisiana law requiring that abortion-performing doctors have the right to admit patients to a local hospital in what will be the first abortion case before the court since President Trump's two nominees took the bench. In 2016, the court struck down a similar Texas law, 5-3, with Anthony Kennedy voting alongside the court's reliably liberal bloc. But Kennedy has since retired. And now you have Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. The court now tilts more conservative. And that shift has abortion rights advocates worried. The justices previously found the Texas law placed an undue burden on women seeking abortion. Many will be watching to see if the newly composed court hews to precedent or takes a different direction when arguments over the Louisiana law are heard on March the 4th. Another question of religious school scholarships will be in front of the court. It comes from the Montana Supreme Court. It was a decision by the Montana Supreme Court to invalidate a scholarship program that could have benefited religious schools. The state's top court struck down the program after finding it ran afoul of Montana's constitutional provision that bans state tax dollars from funding sectarian schools, prompting several Montana parents to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Religious exemptions from discrimination suits. It's another religious liberty case. The justice is being asked to resolve whether two Catholic schools are exempt from employment discrimination suits brought by former teachers. The school claims immunity under the so-called ministerial exception. This First Amendment principle bars lawsuits by workers who are considered ministers due to the religious nature of their work. For their part, the former teachers say they were religious aspects to their jobs, but they should not be considered ministers. The pair of cases which pit the U.S. Constitution's safeguards for free expression of religion against legal protections for workers have not yet been scheduled for argument. And then there's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. One of the most consequential questions the Supreme Court is facing this term is whether the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is constitutional at all. The independent agency has been a target of Republicans ever since it was created in 2011 by the Dodd-Frank laws in the wake of the financial crisis, and now the regulator could be on the conservative majority's chopping block. The CFPB was designed to operate with an unusual level of independence for a government agency, having a single director appointed by the president who's subject to Senate confirmation that can be fired only by the chief executive under special circumstances. That structure will be the focus when the case is argued March 3rd. The Department of Justice refusing to defend the CFPB in the case, so the court appointed Paul Clement, a former Republican Solicitor General and acting Attorney General, to advocate, for an agency that the GOP has been eager to demolish for nearly a decade. It's part of the administrative state, and God help us, hopefully they strike that down. Also on the docket, Google versus Oracle. The court will wade into the long-running battle between the tech giants over what constitutes fair use in internet copyright law. The case began nearly a decade ago when Oracle accused Google of illegal copying of thousands of online code for use in the search giant's Android operating system. Google has argued that the code in its software interfaces are key to making different programs able to communicate with each other. And let's see, one more case here. Bridgegate and public corruption. On January 14th, the court will hear arguments over an appeal from Bridget Ann Kelly. She served as deputy chief of staff to former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on her conviction for her role in the infamous Bridgegate scandal. In Bridgegate, the governor's allies allegedly colluded to close traffic toll lanes to create problems for one of Christie's political rivals. She was sentenced 18 months in prison. Supreme Court decision could have consequences. The justice being asked to decide if a public official lying about their motive for an official action violates federal corruption laws. So those are seven big cases coming to a Supreme Court near you. That'd be our Supreme Court this year. Now you're up to date on that, right? By the way, coming January 6th, I'm going to start back on the program. I'll tell you about that before this hour's over. Back on the program, I want you to join me. You can save $100. What program? You'll have to wait and find out. It is Friday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals, but I learned to push through. and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
You stay up to date with your health, so stay up to date with Healthy Michigan Plan changes too. Learn if these changes affect you so you don't lose your coverage. Although you may be excused now, you can find out more about the changes and what you can do to keep your plan at healthymichiganplan.org. You can also call the Beneficiary Helpline with questions at 800-642-3195. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.